time for the Molloy Drive Show podcast. For better vision, near or far, should have gone to Specsavers. Get $150 off Specsavers' quality range of multifocal lenses. Limited time, conditions apply. Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello. Go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Molloy.
Yes, hello. Welcome to the big Friday edition, woo. Dave.
We love Friday.
Yeah. The best drinks of the week are but 2 hours away. Before we get there, though, Dave, Clown of the Week is up and about. You'll be in it as per usual. And there's a fair bit of stuff from space.
Okay.
So that's something to look forward to.
Get ready to ring.
Yeah. What else can I tell you? A week in review, of course.
Yeah.
Dave O'Neill is driving to Griffiths to do a gig, and I just want to quiz him about a couple of things.
All right, check in with Dave.
We'll get to the bottom of that. Song Whisperer.
Yes.
We'll be doing his thing, and, well, you'll have to hang around if you want to hear any more.
All right, bit of Mickey time.
What about Tim Rogers?
Oh, Tim Rogers and UMI, are you kidding?
Come on, live for us.
This afternoon. Awesome. Well, here we go for a big Friday. Thanks to Specsavers.
We love it.
Where you can get $150 off their quality range of multifocal lenses. Limited time conditions apply. It's Molloy. Clown of the Week next.
For the drive home, this is Molloy. There are many contenders.
Do you want to try my milkshake? Juicy. Briggerton.
We've just got to work on that landing a little.
And who will it be this week?
Okay, I'm done with this.
No.
Sorry.
Time to reveal.
Diabolical behaviour.
Clown of the Week for the Karcher Tradie Back. Made tough, made for tradies.
Yeah.
Takes whatever you can throw at it.
Oh, bang.
Love 'em.
Does it ever. Guess what?
Tell me.
I'll get one of those for Mum for Mother's Day. So she...
From the prize cupboard.
Cleaning up my house.
Well, I tell you what, these Karcher Tradie Backs.
You can suck up anything.
Absolutely. You can do water with it. So if you've got like a, you know, a pool of water in your build or whatever, up it comes, anything, mate.
So could I pinch your pool water?
Well, you probably could take
that.
Well,
I will.
Well, it's specifically made for tradies, so it's probably not
your thing. Hey, but, you know, excuse me, Dave.
What?
I am Mr. Fix-It.
Are you? What have you fixed lately?
Well, I knocked a fire alarm off my roof just this week.
True story.
It's a true story. You can clown me.
Yeah, I will.
This is a true story.
Let's hear it.
1 o'clock in the morning, a fire alarm, not fire, smoke alarm starts going.
Is the battery flat?
I've got history with this stuff.
Yeah.
I once moved out of my apartment, once moved out of my house into a hotel because I
couldn't change it. Which, by the way, they're battery powered.
Yeah, whatever, Dave.
Okay.
Whatever. You lost me at battery. So anyway, so this week, so I,
it went
1 o'clock in the morning, and it's on, I'm in a warehouse, and I couldn't get it. It's up on the roof,
okay.
And it's really annoying me now. So then I turned the TV on and set it to Country and Western Channel
okay.
And turned that up.
Nice and loud.
Still hearing it over
still
the top
hear
of the
it.
Country and Western.
Yeah, because they're pretty, that's the design.
Then I've got
it.
A pillow, and I'm like, then I've stuffed two tissues in my ears.
Pillow, tissues,
and then it was so
Western.
I could still hear it. So at about 5 in the morning, I run out, I grab a broom, I stand on my dining room table, I'm naked with two tissues coming out of my ears I attack a fire, a smoke alarm, with a broom, which is now busted.
Did you get the smoke?
So I did.
Oh.
I did. And then it's now smashed on the floor because I'd broken the broom. I couldn't clean it up. So I went back to bed. Anyway,
wow.
That's, so
like
what do I need? The
Karcher.
If I had the Karcher vacuum.
That's it. The Karcher vacuum would it's ideal for dirt, liquid, coarse dirt, dust, durable, powerful, German engineering as well. We've got a couple of these to give away to our callers too.
Okay.
So we've got a clown.
So 133353, get involved. Can I start?
What do you got?
What about the man from Sydney, who they contact traced.
Oh, the spreader.
And found he went to nothing but barbecue shops. You got him?
Here's where he's been.
He attended a film, The Courier, the Event Cinema in Bondi Junction, on Friday the 30th of April. In the Rush Cutters Bay, we've got the Figo restaurant, got Silverwater, Joe's Barbecues and Heating, Silverwater, Tucker's Barbecue, Annadale, Barbecues Galore, and Casula, Barbecues Galore, The Crossroads, Saturday the 1st of May, and Bondi Junction at the Meat Store on Sunday the 2nd of May.
There you go. We were speculating it could be Matt Preston.
Could have been. That's right.
Let me see, Ian Hewitson, Craig Parry.
Could be
Craig Parry. Scotty Camp. Could be Scotty Camp.
Oh, he'd like meat, wouldn't he?
Well, he's a meat eater.
Yeah,
he's
of course.
A carnivore.
He's a tradie.
He's got a pub in his house. He's got a...
I know, with the tap and everything. Could be Kyle Sanderlands. Well,
okay.
The fuller figure. What? Okay, I'm the bad guy, am I?
I can't attest to his taste in food.
Okay.
Hey, anyway, we've given you a few options. Mm. Well done to that man for getting out. What about this old duck who really annoyed me this week? The world's oldest person, 118-year-old Kane Tanaka, for her selfish decision to pull out of the Olympic torch relay.
And she's 118.
She's 118, and she's let herself down. She's let Japan down. She's let the Olympic spirit down. I don't think I can look at the
why is she not doing it? Because she could catch the Rona.
She could catch COVID. It's right. It's an outbreak, and five people have already held the torch is a super spreader.
So you touch it, anyway, you pass it on.
It's just like handing it past the parcel with a
well,
with COVID.
I think 118, that's fair enough.
118, you selfish old cow. You know, give something back.
Come on.
Well, you get a motorised scooter. You should do it on a motorised scooter.
Could do that.
Or the downhill section. Downhill. Just push her.
She's born 1903. That's incredible. Yeah. Still alive.
Done the sums, have you, Dave?
Oh, I got my calculator out.
What did you say, 1903?
1903 she was born.
Seen some action.
Yeah, two world wars and all the rest of it.
Wow.
Yeah. That's incredible. All right. Well, bad luck
to her. Well, bad luck to her. What about the man who caused a scene at Kid Rock's bar in Nashville, attacking patrons and police officers with a personal item? Have you heard of that?
Here's a story.
Kid Rock owns a bar in Nashville called Kid Rock's Big Ass Honky Tonk Rock and Roll Steakhouse. Male took off his colostomy bag and started swinging it at others. Some units have feces on them.
Oh, yeah, if you can't swing your colostomy bag at a live venue, it's a nanny state.
Oh, no, there's rules and regulations. You can't be doing that. Go to the toilet and empty it, not through the bloody
hotel. A wuss.
Oh,
you're a wuss.
Oh, you want to walk into that bar, do you? Smells a bit near. Honky tonk.
Do they make different brands, colostomy bags?
No,
they're
not
like top end, like Hermé.
I've not
like an
walked.
Hermé colostomy.
I don't know. We should go shopping. Have a look.
Go on a pretty woman style. Right. Hey, Peter's on the line. Peter, who's the clown of the week?
Hey.
Who was it?
Michael Slater.
Why Michael Slater?
Well, mate, he's in the Maldives. Why carry on like a pork chop if he's... Well, he's not in India. He's in the Maldives lapping it up.
That's true. Yeah. So we had this conversation. He's whinged about having to go into quarantine. Mm-hmm. The quarantine is actually in the Maldives.
Maldives, yeah.
So the horror of having to just stay in your bureau ordering room service and diving off your own personal pier.
Turtles, dolphins.
Poor bugger.
All right. Keep the calls coming. 133353. We're up and running, people.
The program, Toots. This is Malloy.
Clown of the week, thanks to the Karcher Tradie Vac. Takes whatever your job site can throw at it. 133353.
We're going to give a couple of those suckers away.
Good.
Ian's on the line. Ian, who do you want to clown?
South Sydney Rabbitohs.
Oh, jeez. That is a shellacking. Man. That is, they're having your pants pulled down. And, yes. And
smack on the bot-bot.
Smacked on the bot-bot by the storm last night. Did you watch it?
I did, mate, and it stuffed me margin up, it stuffed me chips up, it stuffed the whole shit match.
I don't think anyone would have that in their margin, would they? 50 zip.
Yeah.
Russell Crowe will be furious.
Oh, rusty.
He'll be storming around
disgrace.
He'll be storming around the house in his, his gladiator gear.
Right.
Wearing a skirt. Looks good in a skirt, Russell.
He does. Got the legs for it.
Remember all the other actors tried it? Because he was doing Gladiator. Yeah. He came out and he just looked
built for it.
Girls went bonkers.
Yeah, they did.
Have a look at that Russell big Crow. Hunk of spunk in a skirt.
Come at me.
And then the others tried it. Brad Pitt and all those. Cleopatra Nipson.
Nah,
just looked like a Hollywood star.
Yeah.
Skirt.
No
good. And a sarong.
Pair of sandals.
No, okay, good on you, Ian. Gail's on the line. Gail, who do you want to clown?
I'd like to say the two clowns, there's two of them, that tried to break into the car and couldn't drive it because it was a manual.
It was a manual. Oh, you got the story there, Dave?
Yeah, take a listen.
The owner of the car had just arrived home from his job, parked his car in the street, and was confronted by two men. They threatened him with a knife and demanded he hand over his wallet and car keys, which he did. He didn't have any cash on him, so the thieves suggested they put him in the boot and drive him to an ATM. But the two offenders couldn't drive a manual car and stalled it a number of times before leaving it in the street and taking off.
That is pretty embarrassing. The slowest police chase in history.
Ridiculous.
Couldn't drive the manual and was stuck in first gear. I think I've told this story before, but when I was at school, we went on a music camp. Ask me, it's a long story. Music camp up at Glen Maggie, and Mr. Kitney was our school teacher, and we had a minibus, and he drove all the kids up there. Well, he thought he was changing gears, but every time he went to do it, all he did was open and close the electronic doors. So we drove all the way to Glen Maggie in like first gear with the doors open.
Oh, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. Oh, hey, Gail, you got yourself a brand new car truck.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, my God, I've been wanting one for years.
Wow, it's coming your way, the Karcher Tradie Vac. Yep. It's awesome. Takes whatever your job site can throw at it. More clowns to come. 133353.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
133353, clown of the week. Lots of calls for you, Dave.
What for this time?
For not buying cowboy boots in Nashville because they were too expensive.
Well, they were.
Yeah, but you're in Nashville.
Yeah, but you go to the main strip there and they're just looking at the tourists and they go...
Boot scooting.
Yeah, you need to go off-board.
How much were they?
Oh, about $300-something, I think.
It's not expensive.
Are you kidding?
Come on, mate.
The boots.
Did you get a cowboy hat?
I did not. I got the shirt, though, I wore yesterday.
Most disgraceful shirt I've ever seen. Looked like a tea towel from a diner.
Shut up, Whitney. By the way, I'm here to tell you right now, that was the shirt that I interviewed John Bon Jovi sitting on his bed in Nashville at the Hermitage Hotel, locking eyes, looking at his minibar, and that's the treats on the side of it.
Imagine what he would have said. So I like your shirt. If only you had cowboy boots. You look really cool.
By the way, Nashville is an incredible... I'm not the tourist guy, but I'm telling you right now, if you want to go visit a city in the US, go Nashville. It's the best.
All right. Who'd you travel there with? You're on your own?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I wasn't one.
You carved it up.
What are you talking about?
Did you go boot scooting?
I didn't, but you walk into every hotel and there's live music playing, there's people boot scooting. It's the best. It's awesome.
Is there like the mechanical bulls?
Yes, there is.
Did you ever go at that?
I did not, no. Went to the Grand Ole Opry, which is in Nashville, which is a very famous.
Who was playing?
I can't remember now. No one big. I mean, Bon Jovi was playing at Bridgestone Arena when I went to that.
All right. Yeah. Let's get into it. I want to clown some, 123353, I want to clown some nerd humor.
All right.
From SpaceX. They got their shuttle back down.
They did.
And there's nothing that gets me more than nerd humor. Okay. I'll have a listen to this.
On behalf of NASA and the SpaceX teams, we welcome you back to planet Earth and thanks for flying SpaceX. For those of you enrolled in our frequent flyer program, you have earned 68 million miles on this voyage.
And SpaceX, resilience, it is back on planet Earth, and we'll take those miles. Are they transferable?
And Dragon will have to refer you to our marketing department for that policy.
Yeah.
Nerd alert! Nerd alert!
Come on.
Yeah, I know.
They're happy with their own material.
They're scientists.
They've done a set.
They're very, very happy with what's just happened. So
I didn't blow up.
No, it didn't blow
which
up.
Which is quite
incredible.
Unique for them.
Yeah.
Now, Elon Musk is on...
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
He's the host.
He's going to be stand by for some nerd humour. I've seen the trailer.
Him and Miley,
Hi, I'm Elon Musk, and I'm hosting SNL this week with musical guest Miley Cyrus. And I'm a wild card, so there's no telling what I might do.
Same here. Rules, no thanks.
But it's also the Mother's Day show, so your moms aren't going to be here.
Oh, forget what I said.
Fine, we'll be good-ish.
Nerd alert! Nerd alert!
I tell you what.
Do you know what? All the nerds are the richest people in the world.
Seem
that's just the price you pay for being cool like me. Like being... Being a cool hottie doesn't get you.
So you're calling yourself a cool hottie.
Amongst other things, yes.
Right.
Yes. Guy absolutely.
Smashes down a smoke
bit
alarm.
Bit of himbo action.
Big
of himbo.
Stick inside and puts tissues in his ear. Roll,
baby.
Form
an orderly queue, ladies. Dinner's on. Now, listen, but he's the richest man in the world, but he's a nerd.
Yeah, but he's hosting Saturday Night Live, so
Paul's
that's pretty
on
cool.
The line. Paul, another nerd who's the richest man in the world. Paul, who do you want to clown?
Bill Gates, mate.
Bill Gates for giving away a divorce. Let's just call it.
Poor missus only got $75 billion, mate.
Well, $75 billion is a big divorce. Yeah. It's coming down. What do you reckon, Dave? You're going to give him a car chat?
Come on, let's do it again. You got yourself a brand new car chat back there, Paul. It's the TradieVac takes whatever your job site can throw at it. Worth a couple $100 on its way to you, mate. Well done.
Just before we stop, can I clown Ben Affleck?
Oh, you
want to clown Ben Affleck for he's on some. It's a celebrity dating app called Raya, and someone unmatched him, and this is what he had to say.
Okay. Naveen, why did you unmatch me? It's me.
It's me, Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
What's Raya?
Whitney knows all about Raya.
Whitney, what's Raya?
Raya is kind of like an exclusive dating app. So you've kind of got to be either a celebrity or in the industry, in the know a little bit to be part of it.
Why wouldn't I be on that?
Well, you've got to apply and you've got to know two people that are on there. So you need two numbers. So just say I had it. You could say that I knew you and that you were legit.
Wait, so you're on it?
No, I'm not on it, no. But I know people that are on it. Yeah, my girlfriend.
Can you get me on it?
Oh, yeah, I could try and hook you up. You'd know plenty of people on there.
I'm a bona fide star.
You'd know plenty of people on there.
Apparently.
Cool hottie.
Yeah.
Apparently, AFL players, cricketers, NRL, big
names.
Name.
Yeah. I want
names.
Is there a cone of silence? Is there?
Well, they kind of try and keep it.
Keep it on the down low.
Yeah. But people I will name. So my girlfriend, Tully Humphrey, she's an Instagram influencer, and she's come across John Mayer. In LA.
Oh, no kidding.
John Mayer. Yeah. He's not exactly hard to get.
Well, he didn't accept Tully. Sorry, Tull. Niall Horan.
What's her story? Why is she on it?
Is she famous?
She's an influencer, and she owns her own activewear label called Tully Lou.
Own an activewear label.
What? Called what?
43 steps. The number of steps I took in the day. Remember we were going to release this range?
Yeah.
We'll get you on there. I've got 72,000 followers. Why aren't I on it?
We'll get you on there. I'll hook you up.
You've got to get a blue tick first, though, don't you?
Okay, this conversation.
Oh, you've done it. Okay.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
As heard on the Riverina MIA's 963 Triple M Griffith, it is Mick Malloy.
Is that a...
AM station?
AM station.
963 AM, Triple M. Yeah.
You know who's in the immediate vicinity
of 963?
Station is Dave O'Neill, who's doing a gig in Griffiths tonight. How are you, Dave?
I'm good. I'm on a farm at the moment. I'm in Des Dowling, another comedian. We're at his cousin's farm here in Darling Point.
Right.
I'm on a new series of Farmer Wants a Why. So,
most of the farms I know in the Griffiths area, it's not canola. it's the top shelf stuff, if you know what I mean.
That package you wanted, I'm picking it up tonight. Yeah?
We'll need a bigger boat. Do you know this is true, Dave? I did a gig one night in Griffiths. I don't know if it's at the same place you're playing. And that day in Griffiths, they'd had the world's biggest Lamington drive.
Oh, wow.
And I was on stage going, okay. For a town that keeps denying you're growing a lot of pot, that sounds like the entire joint's on the munchies here. And they all start laughing. I go, because you've got blokes up here who are growing that stuff, and the room went quiet. And I'm going, what's going on? What's going on? I'm going, oh, no, he's here, isn't he? And they all started pointing to one bloke who got my attention. So anyway, be careful up there. Good spot.
Yeah.
Well, they're having the Nachos Festival tonight. So
that'll do. Well, how's this for a place of the munchies? The radio station we just mentioned used to be a Pizza Hut.
Yes. Oh, wow.
So you should go there and not kill two birds with one stone. Do an interview and pick up a pizza, Dave.
Yum.
So what are you doing? So what's the plan? So you and Des are doing a gig, and you're just on a Thelma Louise style road trip, or what's happening?
Yes. Yeah, there's a show. There's Tahir's on from Pizza, Gab Rossi, Mimi Shaheen. There's a whole group of us, Ashley Fields and May. So it's like it's at the theatre. So it's going to be a crazy night in Griffith.
And when you guys go out, do you hunt in packs? It's like a pack of comedians come flying down the main street of Griffiths. What do you do?
Yeah, we look like a boy band reunion. So...
All right. What are you doing, mate? Are you, is this part of the first leg of a tour, or are you just...
just a one-off.
Just a one-off.
Just a one-off. I'm scouting the area for the Wooey the Bat tour, to be honest.
Oh, now, is Wooey with you? What's happened? Where is...
No, Wooey's at home, and I was telling Whitney off air that Whitney, your producer, that Wooey's getting bullied by the other teddies at the house because I took him to a pub the other night and did my stand-up, and I produced Wooey, but people were just sort of shocked. They didn't know what was going on, so... I've kind of retired him from live work, and now the teddies are picking on him, saying that he was a flash in the pan. So,
when you say people were shocked, you mean they weren't sure whether they had permission to laugh or not? Or was it a bit confronting for them?
Well, as I say, you think I've had a breakdown, don't you? Like, some people get a comfort dog, I've got a comfort bat. So,
mate, you cannot retire Wooey. No. I will lose it if you retire Wooey. I mean, they'd love it up in Griffiths after a bit of a chuff.
Oh, Wooey, exactly.
Wooey will kill in Griffiths. They won't know what hit him. That'll go.
Man, I'm sure I saw a bat. I'm sure he had a bat.
Dude, this guy came out and he had a bat. Man, we all went mad. And then he went and bought a pizza. Hey, Dave, we'll let you go. You're obviously preparing.
Eating food.
Anyway, that package is two suitcases.
Wow.
Okay, great. No, I will. I'll remember that. I'll wrap it up in glad band like they did after the Chappelle Corby incident.
Yeah, boogie board.
Yeah, boogie board.
Is there any tickets left?
Board.
Any tickets left tonight, Dave? Or are you?
Plenty of room.
A bit of social distancing going on, is there, in the Griffith Skin?
We always blame COVID these days for
is that right?
Yeah. Hey, and what about Mother's Day? You want to send any messages?
Oh, to my mother, Joyce. Yes, big Triple M listener at 83. She's always turning on for a bit of a Dire Straits. Just loves Mark Knopfler.
What's the deal? Is the it the headband or is it the wristband? What is it?
It's the losing the hair look. It's the... Now, as my mother says, it's a commercial thing and I don't believe in it, but you could have sent a card. So that's what Joyce says every year.
All right. Well, good on you, mate. Make sure you get home safely, and we'll speak to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
All right, those tickets, by the way, tonight, griffith.nsw.gov.au. Oh, it's the Griffith Regional Theatre.
Big night out.
8 o'clock tonight.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Malloy.
What's coming up in the next
hour? UMI are going to play. They're in the building.
So
they're out there doing a bit of a tune-up.
Setting up right now.
Davey Lane, Tim Rogers as well. They've got a new record coming out next week, which will be amazing.
I love it when I hear new music from UMI. I just... get excited.
Mate, they're the real deal. They are the real deal.
Doing Waterboy today.
That's the new song.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, you're going to hear it here. Yeah. On Malloy, live to air.
They should play it to the astronauts on the space station. Because did you hear? By the way, welcome, Song Whisperer. Give him his jingle.
Oh, you okay? Yeah.
What are you? One kick behind play.
Oh, you ugly.
One kick behind play, Dave. You knocked off already, have you?
All right. I was getting ready for the Coldplay. Anyway, yeah, back to you.
Yeah, we're getting there. Oh, now you've given it away.
Oh, yeah. All right. Coldplay.
No, you haven't done. No, what we were saying is
yes,
that they should play the music to the space station because Coldplay, there's a space station and there's a guy on it who's probably gone on the space station.
He's a French astronaut,
so he never has to listen to Coldplay. I reckon that's probably why he's up there. When Coldplay decided to do a special concert for him up there.
Mm.
Live. Have you got the interview?
This is
there?
Chris Martin talking to Thomas Pesquet, who's a French astronaut. Here it is.
Right now, we aren't able to play for anybody on Earth, so we thought we'd just play for you. it's like our one-man concert.
Thanks for that, guys.
Thanks for that. Yeah, great.
I'm up here for 6 months.
The only music you can hear is Coldplay.
It's called Higher Power.
Luckily in space, no one can hear you scream.
Come on.
I'd go for a spacewalk. I'd get out while that was on.
A space mime.
Mid concert. I'm just going to step out.
What's wrong with Coldplay? Coldplay, great. What's your problem with Coldplay?
Coldplay.
I interviewed them once.
Oh, my God.
One-on-one with...
Were you wearing your shirt from Nashville?
With Chris Martin, who said...
Well, Dave, first of all, thanks for being so sweet.
You know, so,
isn't that nice?
Man, Chris, back in the day.
You know, Dave, sometimes you just got these on hand, do you?
Because I know it riles you up.
Drop them in.
I know it riles you up.
Why? How would you been sweet?
I was talking about the new song that he must have released back a few years ago. I can't remember now, but yeah, I was saying how great it was, and I thought it sounded fantastic. And he said,
"Well, Dave, first of all, thanks for being so sweet."
You're welcome, Chris. He's great. He's a great chat. He's a
do
great
not
guy.
Feel, and I don't listen. I'm, this is not a criticism. It's right. just an observation. But it's a bit cheeky. The music is. They're popular with. It's a ladies band.
You know
like,
what?
Like Fleetwood Mac.
I think they for everybody. But I think the last probably 5 to 10 years they've headed towards a pop direction.
You think they get a bad rap? Don't they?
I think they do. I think their earlier records, like A Rush of Blood to the Head, Parachutes, those albums are fantastic. The acoustic stuff's awesome.
And they're fantastic live.
They're fantastic live. They write their own songs.
You'll have a great time.
They play their own instruments.
It's true.
Don't hate
them. Super Bowl.
They did do the Super Bowl.
They did.
Yeah.
But it was one of those mishmashes where they had about three different
That's
artists.
Right.
Well, you remember,
didn't they have Maroon 5 on or something?
Well, yeah. The Super Bowl with Coldplay was Beyonce, Coldplay, and Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars, what a dick. You know, when you go...
No, he's
you,
okay.
No, you can go and see... David, you can go to Super Bowl and see Stones or Springsteen.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Prince.
Yeah, good point.
Who's on? Oh, Bruno Mars. Jeez. Just, can we shorten the halftime? I was there that year. Remember?
You
I
were
was
there. I know you were.
I was there. He came out and he's on his movable drums. You could drive the,
really?
The drum kit.
Yeah.
I was hoping they'd drive it out of the stadium down the road and crash it into a bus.
Really did true or false, Mick? Did Whitney have to get tickets for Bruno Mars for you?
Is that right, Whitney?
I'll sue you if you pursue this line of questioning. I will.
I'm just asking a question.
Yes, but they weren't for me. Mm. They were for my friend Richie.
Right.
Thank you very much,
Richie,
for his seven-year-old daughter.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll rest my case.
Okay. Right.
I don't know what my case was.
Right. Synopsis.
What was the other year? Remember the other year I was there? I bet a couple of Super Bowls.
Right. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Didn't play. I was just watching.
Right.
And no, who was the girl who had the show, the backing singers?
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Oh,
you were there that year.
I was there. But one of the show. Oh, was that, yeah, I can't remember.
The Dancing Sharks.
The Dancing Shark.
I remember. Yeah.
Right at the back, who wasn't dancing.
Yes.
Yeah.
That guy snuck into the stadium. He goes, I know they've got Dancing Sharks. I'm gonna go in the shark costume. And next thing they've gone, you're on. Yeah. And he's there. Oh, Song Whisperer. Yeah.
Yes.
Have you ever done Coldplay?
I've never met them, but I saw them.
Song Whisperer'd them.
Oh, no. No, we haven't done Coldplay. I don't think we have.
It'd be weird if it was today.
Wouldn't that be wild?
Yeah. Hang on.
Ring up and say Coldplay.
It's not Coldplay.
Okay, what do you got?
This is a song that gives you permission to repeatedly engage in a specific physical movement.
Ooh.
That's it.
Rooting in the back of the ear. I'm going.
That's no. Specific.
Specific?
What about
it's not that.
Born to Run? Running?
Well, I like it, Ange. Not correct.
Rolling Stones.
Not the boss.
Album 20 came in 21 in Rolling Stones' most popular albums of all time. Best albums of all time.
Born to Run.
21, which I think is a bit low. I would have thought that top 10.
Born to Run's amazing.
Yeah.
Marvin Gaye, what's going on?
Number one.
Is, as we speak, considered to be the best. All right, 133353, give us a call.
This is Malloy. To gather back around your wireless, people, here comes the big second hour of Malloy.
Behind me as we speak, you and I are setting up to blow our cotton picking socks off with their latest track, Waterboy.
Yep,
I've heard them warming up. Stand by. It's going to be great.
I love
these guys. One of my favourite bands going around. We'll have the weekend review. We'll have so much to get through, but let's start. With the Song Whisperer. Give me the synopsis, please.
This is a song that gives you permission to repeatedly engage in a specific physical movement.
That's it. That's all we get today.
Short and sweet.
Iran, Flock of Seagulls.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dave, did we discuss this a minute ago? Did we not?
I ran this Flock of Seagulls. Is that what you said?
Does
it sound a little bit like this? Not right.
It's not correct.
Hey, take that off. You and my scowling at us.
Not impressed.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Not impressed at
who's
all.
Who's next?
Not impressed. Oh, who's next one? You don't know that either? What are you doing?
Huey.
Been a little day trip to Griffiths. Who's that?
Hello, mate. Is that you,
Huey? This show's just falling apart. Have a crack. What do you think the song is, Huey?
Sorry, your karaoke song, The Nutbush.
The Nutbush.
Yeah.
I said, Huey, I would go on Dancing with the Stars if they let me dance to The Nutbush.
I bet they would.
What do you think?
Not correct.
Not correct. Okay, right. Duke and Dave.
Huey, you got yourself a case of Brick Lane. The draft is on its way.
Grab some on your way home for the weekend. Great Mother's Day present, a case of Brick Lane. Let me tell you, it's the best. The draft is going off. Go to your nearest Dan Murphy's and get in touch. Eric's on the line. Eric.
Hey, Mick.
What are you thinking, mate?
Divinals. I touch myself.
Wow. Pardon?
That's a very specific activity.
Permission
you allow
to repeatedly engage in a specific physical movement.
I think we've got a winner. Is it Eric?
Not correct.
No! Close, but no cigar.
You got a case of Brick Lane as well, Eric, in Newcastle. Good on you, buddy. It's on its way. The draft.
All righty. Hey. Let's check in with Andrew. Hey. Andrew, what are you thinking, big fella?
I'm thinking it might be Jump by Van Halen.
Okay. Wow. It ticks the one and only box that you've given us today.
Physical movement.
It's a physical movement. Repeatedly
engage in it. You might as well do it. Andrew's correct.
Jump! Hey! Andrew from Riverwood, you got yourself a $200 shopping voucher that's at the Neverland store. And it is home of Australian streetwear. Shop in-store, online, neverlandstore.com.au. Well done, man.
Awesome.
This is Malloy.
You and I, about to play in just a moment, their brand new song,
Waterboy. Are they good to go, Jay? What's happening? Mm.
They are good to go. And it'll be the first time, I think, that we will have three people in the studio all wearing a suit. Because they're... dressed to the nines.
Well,
there.
I dressed up for Tim Rogers.
Did you?
Because he deserves that. That man, I'm looking at him now, he's a laboratory built to be a rock star.
He's awesome.
That guy has to be a rock star because, let's be honest, there's nothing else he can do. With a look like that, with an attitude like that, with ability like that.
Destined for it.
He's cooked. It's rock star or nothing.
That's right.
He can't turn up at, you don't want to run into him at parent teacher night.
No.
To ask how your kids are going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No, I'm sure he'd be fine, but it's not the de rigueur.
No.
Love these guys. And how excited do you get, Dave, when you hear new music?
I love it. And when we knew there was a new album coming out, which is out next Friday, by the way, super excited. I've got to say, Hi-Fi Way and Owly Daily, which were their two big records in the 90s, I reckon stand up as some of the greatest Australian records of all time.
Agreed. Yes. Do you like my suit?
I do like it. You look sharp.
It's nice. It's good. Do you think I could rock a double breaster? Do you know anyone who wears a double breaster?
Double breaster. Well, Letterman used to wear a double breasted.
Letterman. Who are the best double breasted?
Alfred Hitchcock.
Ooh. Brian Bury.
Brian Bury.
He used to have the double breaster and the bow tie.
Yeah.
If you remember. I don't know. That's too much.
Nah, a bit over the top.
You know what I'd like to wear?
What's that?
And nothing else, but just get around town in a white dinner jacket and bow tie. You know, like that. You know that look?
Like a Chippendale.
I wouldn't say Chippendale.
Or James Bond.
I was saying more Bondy.
Bond.
Yeah. White coat.
And then all I do is rock up, sidle up to bars and order martinis.
Yeah, okay.
And smoke poop sticks.
You really thought about this. Yeah.
Well, you got to rock a look. You know what you do? You know when you look at someone and you see them and you get a visual
and you
image?
Go, that's good.
I know what your look. Absolutely. Mate. Lederhosen.
Oh, I don't know. I've got the good legs
for
it. Do
that little thigh slapping dance.
Yeah. Do I have to wear a shirt or anything?
Soft, doughy thighs.
Well, I looked up.
You get a real baritone out of your thigh.
Looked up double-breasted suit wearers. Roger Moore as James Bond comes up.
Roger Moore, yes.
David Beckham is seen in a double-breasted suit.
He's
and
sharp.
Prince Charles.
Mm. Okay.
There in double-breasted suits.
David Bowie?
I feel like he would have. What about David Byrne's suit? Is that double-breasted?
Oh,
or is that
single shoulders?
I never got. Was that double-breasted? I think it was triple-breasted. That thing was off.
Yeah.
Talk about shoulder pads. Massive. There's something that never came back.
Shoulder pads.
Shoulder pads.
Shoulder pads. What about a safari suit? Could I wear a safari suit?
Yes.
Without pith helmet?
I don't know. Definitely say with. On
I don't know. What about a vest?
Puffy vest?
Not a puffy vest. You know, vest like I'm playing billiards.
Like a knitted vest?
Or possibly a magician.
What about hats? What about a bowler hat or something or other?
I wear a hat to the footy and everyone went bonkers at me.
Oh, you and Warner, you're like brothers with those hats.
We're a bit Peaky Blinders.
Was a little bit.
Well, he was Peaky Blinders. I was Andy Capp.
Apparently Rosie in the office has shoulder pads on today. We've just been informed too, so...
Rosie.
Shoulder pads, Rosie Walton. So.
Rosie Walton.
Oh, in her jacket.
Get in here, Rosie.
I don't believe
shoulder pads.
I thought that was sort of went out in sort of the 90s.
Well, she's never been completely up to date.
Snitch. I just turned to James Blake and I said, we've got shoulder pads in my jacket today. And of course he comes around and.
Yeah.
Do you? How big are they? Are they giant?
Well,
are
you
Those are nice.
And why did you go with the shoulder pads, Rosie?
Because they came in the jacket, but I find that
they're... All right, tone it down a bit. No need. It's Friday.
Well, it's a bit of a slouchy jacket because it's a faux velour-y kind of thing.
So it looks like velvet.
It suits you. It's kind of got that Brotherhood of St. Lawrence chic feel about, hey, what are you doing for your beautiful mum for Mother's Day?
Yeah. I'm cooking my mum and dad lunch for the first time ever. They're coming to my house.
Great stuff.
First time ever.
Salmonella for lunch, anybody?
You should unveil a new tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because my mum loves hearing about tattoos via you on the radio. Maybe I should. I'll get that for mum. A tramp stamp with mum written on the back.
Adorable.
There you go. Like
every mum wants for Mother's Day. I'll do the same.
Oh, yeah?
I'll get one for my mum. I'll just say Mickey. We better get moving. Yes. Tim Rogers is out the back.
Stand
about
by.
To fire up. And, you know, his window is... Close. It's Friday. He has a beer in hand.
He does.
Let's get to it.
You are my next. It's Malloy. Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
This is Malloy on Triple M, and we love our live performances, Mick. UMI, one of this country's finest.
They did the best live performance ever in the history of the Arias. I was there. They blew the joint apart.
Fantastic.
Never miss.
Well, they've got a brand new album, comes out next week, which we're going to talk about, called The Lives of Others. And we are so blessed to have at the studios Davey Lane and the great Tim Rogers together from UMI performing their brand new song. Let's hear it right now. It's UMI on Malloy.
There's a Scottish man running an American band. He lives in Dublin though, and I'm in Rosedale looking for ghosts. Oh, Edinburgh, Galway, Nashville, Ulladulla, breaking my heart in four places. He's talking about a Mississippi boy, once held the world like a toy. Now he's a-looking down from heaven, smoking reefers with myths and legends. Ah, Tupelo, Vegas, Molly Mook, Memphis, breaking my heart in four places.
Yeah!
And it may not be his greatest LP, time on in these streets. Tears on my knees, all the fishermen and women in the bottle shop of seven, talking where they're biting the best four places.
Yeah.
Best four places.
Yeah.
All that car stereo, pushing me farther down the road. Got a water boy singing about the king, and my eyes are glazing over. Oh, car park, bottle shop, caravan, no plan, looking for a start in four places. Now his voice reminds me what I left behind. Try and remember what to do next time. Oh, ventricle, aorta, muscle and blood, building a heart in four places.
Yeah.
And 9 out of 10 stargazers would agree this ain't the center of the universe, let alone me. Every 10 sees a face in every constellation as I'm spinning my wheels. All four places, best four places. Come on, David. There was a Scottish man, he's fronting an American band. Now he lives in Dublin though, and I'm in Rosedale looking for ghosts. Oh, now Nashville, Ulla Dolla, Molly Mook, Memphis, breaking my heart in four places. Yeah! Why does he yell so much? Yeah! Big finish.
That is brand new. It's called The Water Boy.
Unbelievable.
Davey Lane and Tim Rogers are going to make their way around the studios right now.
I think
right
it's my new
now.
Favourite song.
That's so good, isn't it?
It is good.
Can't wait for the new record, which comes out next week, called The Lives of Others. You can pre-order that right now at umi.com.au. And a bunch of shows coming too. Spring Loaded Festival tomorrow. It'll be in New South Wales. That's Sydney, Royal Randwick, with the likes of Regurgitator, Grinspoon and Jebediah. And joining us in studio right now is the great Tim Rogers. Davey Lane's
hey,
coming
Davey.
In there as well.
How are you?
Thanks for that.
Welcome.
Thank
that was
you.
Fantastic.
Top shelf.
We just
love
had
it.
A week glut of watching clips of you and Tone introducing with the
musical acts.
The musical acts.
Yeah.
I would love to have done one for you.
Pete Smith doing Aerosmith.
Oh, that's right.
That's the kind of thing that we do on tour is watch
that's
clips
it.
Of you.
Oh, good on you.
Yeah.
Well, you must have a bit of downtime, I'd say, on tour.
There's so much downtime. It's like 1 hour working, 23 hours waiting around.
Car park, bottle shop, caravan, fishing. It's like contract tracing for you, I reckon. This song.
That's exactly what it is.
Lyrically, you're in career best form. That's a beautiful song.
Thank
it
you,
sounds beautiful. We all, you acknowledged for your great music, but underrated. That's some beautiful lyrics. How do you do it? What's the, what do you do?
I drink, Mick.
Welcome to my world.
That's
all the great
on.
Creative meetings start with that.
It was
that.
Done on a road trip, wasn't it, Tim, a lot
it
of these songs?
It was, yeah. I was just out fishing in the south coast of New South Wales, and I'm not a good fisherman, so I stuck to writing songs. But the
is that a good place, though, to write? You sold the solitude, you go fishing on your own and start mulling shit over and doing it?
And wordplay is a thing that we enjoy as a band and as people. We don't understand a lot of the words, but we carry a dictionary.
It makes sense, though.
It makes sense.
I like where you take me. It's really good. One mild criticism.
Yeah.
Could use a bit of cowbell. I just feel we
have
history in this department.
We do.
We have played with the bamboos, and I shot the lights out on the cowbell. I've got a couple now. I've got a few. This was my favourite, semi-favourite. I've got a... But
it's like a Carlton Draft kind of cowbell, that one.
Well, I was at Bell Reef at Blunston Arena watching my team get mildly beaten on Sunday. I flew down it's like being a Rolling Stones fan in the 80s. You just take the good songs from there.
Yeah.
That's right.
You could write a great melancholy song about the travails of your football side. Well, would you do that, or is that Worlds Colliding? Would it be too hard?
No, we've put it in the odd little footy reference, and we once wrote a song called Explaining Cricket because we were trying to explain cricket to an American band that we were travelling with, and they laughed at us, as in it was so boring. And I'm a massive baseball fan, and we said, you're laughing at us about the tenuous nature of Test cricket. How about 15 bloody innings of a baseball gun.
Yeah, indeed. So fishing, what kind of type of fish? What's your, what do you got to say? It's halibut. You'd be a halibut man.
Is that?
I'm a flathead.
Flathead?
I'm a flatty.
Flathead man from way back, Davey.
All I caught on that fishing trip was flathead.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I used to go, my granddad in New Zealand had a little, what they call a batch.
Right.
What's a batch?
It's what they call a little holiday house. So
You
go flatty fishing.
Wow.
And anyway, that's a great story.
don't try
turn
and pick
it into
them up.
A song. Be fine.
Don't try and pick them up barehanded because they've got little spikes on the back
they
of
do.
It.
Yeah,
they're tricky little buggers.
You know what I'd like to see? A UMI fishing show. Imagine that. A made for cable. That, you guys go fishing. You pull at the end of the day, you pull the guitars out, write a song about what you've done.
In.
I come along.
Where do we
sign up? Well,
if it means that we could quit a couple of our day jobs, that'd be great. Really, you know, gardening just isn't cutting it. I'd like it because Russ, Davey and Andy are actually excellent cooks.
Okay.
So one thing we do when we have a night off, we at least say we're going to sit around and cook, but essentially that means that you sit around, you know.
I know where this goes.
You know where this goes. But they're magnificent
I've been
cooks.
On that tour.
Yeah.
sounds good. Davey, what's happening in your world? What do we need to know? What's the rumpus?
Look, there's nothing that anyone needs to know. Just more of this.
Yeah.
More of this. And, you know, it's good to get
out. That.
A little bit of that. A little bit of that.
It's great to have you back. I've got to say, we just get excited when we hear new music from UMI. I can't tell you how important it is.
Which areas were it? We were at a few together.
It was in Sydney, and I can't remember the year, but they had a couple of...
Hey, if you remember it, you weren't there.
That's right. There was a couple of international bands. You came out and went absolutely bonkers at the end. It was just, it was live. It just went up and on. Everyone went, oh my God, what have we been watching? Because this is, like, set fire to the joint.
They were fun.
Yes, fun correct. Days, weren't they? And then after, I remember being downstairs, or there might have been a different one, with Tex Perkins at the Siebel, and for some reason he wasn't wearing shoes, and all I remember is him chucking an aria at someone. I went, you want to stop that, because that could kill
someone. I was at that party.
Yeah, that was that party.
Yeah. Rusty has the white jacket with blood on it from that.
That's the night. I was there. But no, we were chasing people out into the street, and he had no shoes on. That's what I remember. He looked like Jesus. I'm going, Tex has gone bonkers.
No, well, Perko was, his wife was... was extremely inappropriate. Mm.
Then, fair enough.
He was defending her. And so they're like, oh, Perko went wild. He was defending.
Well, I wasn't making a criticism. No. I enjoyed the ride. Glad I had front row seats, to be honest. When can we, have you got the dates?
Well, do this? So tomorrow you guys are in Sydney for the Spring Loaded Festival, which the likes of Regurgitator and Grinspoon and Jebediah as well. So that's tomorrow, but there's a bunch of dates coming. The following Sunday at the Zoo in Brisbane, then you're back in Sydney at the Factory. Mate, Melbourne, Newcastle, Bribie Island, Adelaide, Darwin, Gosford, Wollongong, all at umi.com.au. Get all your ticket details, but yeah. Amazing. The album's out next week too, The Lives of Others. Can't wait.
That's a beautiful song. Tell me if that's on our Triple M playlist.
It's across the day. Oh, God. You're back.
Really?
You're yes. In.
Hey.
You're on.
Yeah, you are. Come on.
Group hug.
30 years. Yes.
We're going to win tonight.
We're not going to be scrubbing fish.
No.
Other people will eat tonight. We're going to be eating the fish.
Well done, Tim.
All right, boys. Get out and have a couple of Friday knockoffs. You the got best it. Beer of the
Bloody
week.
Oath.
Bar none.
You're listening to Malloy. This is Triple M.
Thank you.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
This is Malloy on Triple M. It's a Friday tradition.
I love this bit. Where
Matt Dowd on the pots and pans.
All my greats.
It always comes back to you.
There's a bit of you in there, but probably just show. Introducing the.
Yeah, like time and temp. I get it. All right, well, let's check it out now.
What is the time?
Well, it's going to be now. Here's the Week in Review on Malloy.
We kicked off the week posing the question, what songs feature humming?
One of the all-time great humming songs, Mick. Boney M.
Rivers of Babylon.
Listen to it. Pure hum.
Surely you remember. I walk the line.
Here we go. Man in Black.
Dangerous, mate. Billy Joel.
Billy Joel.
She's always a woman.
There's an American blues singer named Taj Mahal.
Right. Okay. We're done here.
We're done yet. There was this call from Chris.
Manumba Nut by the Muppets. Animal breaks into a humming solo.
Our own Whitney has been doing some research on Manumba Nut.
It turns out callers were saying it was made for a porno.
Manumba Nut.
Film
Phenomena.
Focuses on different aspects of sexuality in Sweden, such as lesbian nightclubs, porn films.
You had me at lesbian nightclubs. I watched a lot of stuff during lockdown, but I never got around to Muppet porn.
Tom Gleisner joined us with the return of Have You Been Paying Attention Monday and was experiencing unwanted commands from his Apple Watch.
Keeps telling you to do things.
What do you mean?
The other night, this is true, we're making a stir fry, and he goes, ping, I look at him and he goes, oh, looks like you're doing a CrossFit training workout. No, I'm burning tofu, if you must know.
He tackled one of rock's biggest conundrums.
You say Bono, don't you?
Yeah, we're going to do this now.
Bono. Well, it's Bono. Right. Song Whisperer. You're going to fill me out.
Song Whisperer.
I would say Bono.
Yeah, Bono.
Like Sonny Bono.
What did I say?
Bono.
Bono.
Yoko Bono.
Okay, Dave. Yellow card for you.
So sorry.
Jimmy Barnes joined us Tuesday ahead of his national tour.
Can you settle an argument between me and Dave?
Yeah,
the lead singer of U2 should be referred to as...
Bono. Yes! Because Bono Vox, I think, means of good voice in Latin.
Oh.
Yes.
Any singer who names himself of good voice has got to have some tickets on himself.
And if you had told me one day I'd be getting Latin lessons from Jimmy Barnes,
who would have thought? Said, never, ever in a million.
Billionaire News brought us Bill and Melinda Gates' divorce.
What would the grounds for divorce be in this? Leaving your cardigans on the bathroom floor? Arguments over Sudoku. Too many late nights out with Warren Buffett. And by late nights, I mean 9, 9:30-ish. Do you know what time it is? 8:15. That's right. I think you should start seeing other billionaires straight away.
Really?
You should give Gina Reinhardt.
And comedian Amos Gill piped in.
Melinda's very harsh, though. I don't know what the modern rules of breaking up are, but she didn't even call him or write a letter to say that she was leaving him and that relationship was over. She just sent him this sound effect.
Wednesday, contact tracing was back underway in Sydney after a man tested positive to COVID.
He attended a film, The Courier. We've got the Figo restaurant, Joe's Barbecues and Heating, Tucker's Barbecue, Barbecues Galore, Casula, Barbecues Galore, The Crossroad, and Bondi Junction at the meat store on Sunday, the 2nd of May.
I have a feeling we may be looking for Matt Preston.
Which in turn prompted Mick to turn contact tracing on Dange.
What would it be for
I can you tell you where I've been today. I think I was at Muffin Break this morning. Two small flat whites and a carrot cake. And then we went to National Tiles.
Hello.
You know this guy. And then it's Wednesday special buys at Aldi. I was looking at the wood chipper today.
We covered all things motorsport with Supercars Dave Reynolds, including hot laps.
We still want hot lap in the gets with Dave.
I'll take you for a drive, no worries.
What's on your bucket list?
Yeah. Oh, a Formula One car for sure.
You know, I got invited into the two-seater McLaren. I had to get down to 90 Ks. Missed it by 14 Ks.
Nerilee Meadows updated us on the aftermath of the cancelled IPL on the ground in India.
Nerilee, can I say, I don't know anyone who spent more time in quarantine than you have in recent times doing your job, travelling the world.
So right now we have no passage home. It sounds like the Maldives is probably the most likely option at the moment, and then we'll go again from there.
Denise Scott got more than she bargained for during a recent bathroom renovation.
They did your renovation, and I got a little bit of dirt on Mr. Malloy. You were doing breakfast radio at the time, and you would go to sleep on the couch in the room where they were working. They worked around you while you just, I thought, well, there's a man comfortable in his own skin, couldn't care less that there's tradesmen hither just and thither, just passed out on the couch.
Mick had strong words for the world's oldest person.
This is just soft. Kane Tanaka, 118 years old, has pulled out of the torch relay of the Tokyo Olympics, claiming I might get COVID.
Oh, hang on.
Weak. Hey, hold the torch up. Get moving, toots.
There was also this advice for all players in the new space race.
Can I suggest something for all these new firms trying to get in? Monkeys. that's what I loved about NASA. They send you monkeys into space, but these new guys have no respect for the animals you can send into space, like your dog, Laika for the Russians.
Albert.
And then the six Alberts who haven't been sighted lately.
Huge news this week with the announcement that show regular Jim Jefferies will be heading to our shores from the States for a national tour in June and July.
You're going to have to quarantine for 2 weeks?
I have to quarantine for 2 weeks with a 7-month pregnant woman? That's going to be pleasurable.
That's going to be a low pulse rate all around.
I've requested they take all the knives out of the apartment.
We finish up another week in review with this unfortunate story out of the US from Thursday's Gone Wild.
Mum was flagged as a potential terrorist over a bank transfer she made called Funds for ISIS. If you read that, you go, hang on, something's going on here. ISIS is the name of her whore. Then a week later, she opened another fund.
Yeah.
Cakes for Al Qaeda. Al is a neighbour, Al Qaeda. I understand what yesterday, she's disappeared, meeting with Taliban, who I believe are interior designers. Taliban interior. And this one here.
Oh, yeah, another one. Yeah.
Behead an infidel. okay, that's going to be a bit harder to explain. I think we're done here.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
It's Malloy, and it's thanks to Specsavers too. We can get $150 off Specsavers' quality range of multifocal lenses.
Got that right.
Limited time. Conditions apply.
You don't need to say quality, by the way. It's just implied with Specsavers.
You already know, don't you?
That's what they do.
Yeah, well, I know, yeah. Sure.
They are the Kafta Fufu, the top of the range. That's it.
Best
that's
of the best.
Hey, we were talking yesterday.
Yeah.
I was talking about signs that you need.
Yeah. That's right.
Classes. Time we were talking about reading menus in restaurants, which is always the first.
Yeah, you know.
First sign. That would be a good ad for them. One of their, I should have gone to Specsavers.
Okay.
Guy in restaurant.
Yeah.
Can't read menu.
Clink, clink.
Gav's candle off table
yes.
to hold up to
up
menu,
against
sets it.
Sets it
on fire.
Wooshka.
Then the
place is on fire.
And the place starts
sprinklers
on fire.
Start.
Sprinklers go.
Fire brigade turn up.
I should have gone to Specsavers.
Hey, you should be a copywriter. That's brilliant. So what a great campaign.
Hey, you know what would be a great Mother's Day present?
Actually, well, it's Sunday, isn't it?
Specsavers.
Oh, mate, then we should
so
do.
She can look in your eyes and see what beautiful things she's created. That's what I'm going to get my mum.
Are you?
I'm going to go get my mum some Specsavers
yes.
for Mother's Day
yeah.
so she can drink in the full glory
look at you.
Of yeah. her favourite son. She can say, I made that. I created that. Through the lens of Specsavers, I will look tippity-top, top shelf.
I mean, they're good, but yeah. The multifocal is amazing, though, because here's the thing. You see it multiple distances because,
yeah.
you know, they've got different sections of viewing on the glasses. So you might go,
yeah.
I want to see things up close, like your menu, or I'm at the footy and I want to watch my favourite player, but
sure.
he's on the other side of the ground. Near vision, intermediate vision, distance vision, it's all there with the multifocal.
Well, you can watch the players playing and read the record.
Yeah, that's
at
right.
At the same time.
Because as you get older, your eyes start to deteriorate, and this is the time to do it.
Specsavers are handing it to you on a platter. It'll affect your quality of life.
It will change
it's
everything.
A game changer.
For you. It is a game changer.
Okay.
And now's the time to do it. $150 right. off Specsavers quality range of multifocal well done, lenses. Well done, Specsavers. This is Malloy on Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Well, that's it for the week of Malloy. I missed any Today Show. Why don't you grab the podcast through the Listener app?
Great do it.
Stay in touch and enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your Mother's Day.
Hey, what are you doing for Mother's Day? Tell me you're doing something.
Well, Lizzie, my wife, mother of my two kids, she's already got her Mother's Day present. We went to the markets last weekend and bought her a little top from the market, so she's happy with that. What else do I need to do?
Jesus. What, you raided the prize cupboard for you? Something nice? Guess what you got? Happy Mother's Day. It's a Triple M hoodie.
Yeah, and some stickers. I'll cook up something for lunch. We'll have
Why
a great
do you mean
day.
Cook up something for lunch? Do something nice. What do the kids do? Will they, is it brekkie in bedtime? Or?
Oh, no, they don't do that. No, kids are lazy. They wouldn't get out of bed till after
the temper.
10, probably.
So you sit in the temper bed.
That's not a bad idea.
And then just be brought. Maybe a silver service.
Well, see, with the temper, you got the remote control. So she could be lying down and I could walk in with the tray with the breakfast, have my remote in my pocket and go, bzzz, and then she rises.
And after that, do you think if everything went well, there could be a little opportunity for...
You know.
You have just ruined Mother's Day for me. I don't know how you did it.
What about you, your mum? I mean, she's a goddamn bloody saint.
I will... go around, drop off my washing, but I'll wrap it up. So it's happy
terrible.
Mother's Day, and then do a runner.
Happy Mother's Day.
I will
Day.
See Mum on Sunday,
Good.
Of course.
Of course you will.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mums.
You never know, it could be her last. she's getting
a terrible
on.
Thing.
Getting on.
That's a horrible thing
I'm
to
just
say.
Saying.
All right, there you go. Hey, Neroli Meadows is going to join us from India on Monday.
Wow.
Going to catch up with Ned, see how things are tracking. Adam Gilchrist is going to join us as
right.
well. Glenn Robbins, your best mate. Jim Jefferies, Charlie Pickering, Lee Sales as well.
Happy.
And that's next week. Malloy, Triple M.
This has been the Malloy Drive Show podcast. Get $150 off Specsavers quality range of multifocal lenses for better vision, near or far. Should have gone to Specsavers. Limited time, conditions apply.